السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واغفر لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رغم أنف ثم رغم أنف ثم رغم أنف من أدرك أبويه عند الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلم يدخل الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الجنة تحت قدام أمهاتكم. Respected brothers and sisters, second Sunday of the May has been celebrated as the Mother's Day. It's coming day after tomorrow. This celebration of Mother's Day is to express gratitude for the hardship of the mothers who carry the children in their wombs and give the birth. In 1872, Miss Julia Ward Howe first suggested this idea in US. Then Anna Jarvis, a well-known feminist, became a founder of Mother's Day. On May 8, 1914, President Woodrow Wilson had signed the bill to celebrate as a national holiday on this second Sunday of the May. But the funny thing is that the founder of Mother's Day, Miss Anna Jarvis, never got married and she did not become mother. So she doesn't know what is a mother, what is the, you know, pregnancy, how to give the birth, and how much is painful process to give the birth. But anyway, she became a well-known feminist because of this suggestion. But nowadays, this Mother's Day becomes just a day of celebration. Especially those children who dump their parents into the old age homes. This Sunday, they will go to visit their old parents, will take them out for dinner, give them some gifts, flowers, or some cards, and dump them back into the old age home and go back and forget them to the next Mother's Day, next year. But look at the Islam. 1400 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already commanded in the Holy Quran, revealing upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are the rights of the parents. In this Suratul Bani Israel, which I just have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, ordained, wa qada. The word qada, it is by force, it is authority, it is command, no one can deny it. No one can neglect it. It's by force. And a person is answerable if he is not obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is like farad. And what Allah ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ, that your Lord, your sustainer has ordained, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that first and foremost is the hukukullah, that you should not disobey or you should not obey anyone else. You should not worship anyone else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So this is the first right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we should worship only and solely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately after the hukukullah, after the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next command in this verse is وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ أَحْسَانًا. Treat your parents with dignity, with honor. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. If they become old, and you know when a person became old, he loses his memory. He cannot remember what he's saying. Just a minute ago he asked for something, and then he repeats again, and he becomes so stubborn or becomes so, you know, difficult to handle with them. But this is the real test for the children. This is the real test. Just remember when you were born and you are a small child, how many times you ask for certain thing and your mom and dad replied you over and over and over and over again. They did not get become, you know, frustrated or, you know, become angry or upset of your question. So same thing happens when they become old, they need the service of the parents. And especially mother deserve more rights than the father. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked the question. Qala sa'altu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ayyul amali ahabbu ila Allah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please tell me which amal, which act loved most by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, first huququllah, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, As-salatu ala waqtiha. The most beloved amal and act of the servant loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to pray salat on its specific time. Don't delay it. When the time enters for Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, just try to pray same time. Don't delay. Don't say, oh, I'm going to finish this work, then I'll pray, I'll go home, then I'll pray, I'll take shower, then I'll pray. Don't delay it. The most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala act is to pray salat on its time. Then here Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, we understood it, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that 5 times prayers is compulsory, obligatory, and we'll try our best to pray on time. Kultu summa ayyu. After praying salat, what is the next best amal loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, birrul walidain. See again, hukukul ibad. First of all, hukukullah, as is mentioned in the ayat of the Holy Quran. And then, immediately after that, hukukul ibad. And in hukukul ibad, the first and foremost is the parents. He said, be good to your parents. This is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kultu thumma ayyu. And then what is the third category? What is the third amal loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qala al-jihad fi sabilillah. Struggling, starving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here also first hukukullah, and immediately after hukukullah is hukukul ibad. Another hadith, Hadith Umama, Abi Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, إِنَّ رَجُلًا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا حَقُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ عَلَى وَالَدَيْنِ. See, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum always used to question, ask to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn something. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands from them. How they can become obedient servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked the question that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the rights of the parents upon the children? Qal huma jannatuka wa naruka. Simple answer from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that your parents are whether jannat for you or your parents will be the means for you to go into the hellfire. It's all up to you. The way you will treat your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide on the Yawmul Qiyamah accordingly. That's why another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is mentioned, Inna ridal rabb fi ridal walid. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is depend on the pleasure of your parents. And this pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on this pleasure of your parents. No matter how long prayer you pray, no matter how other a'mal you do, but if your parents are not happy with you, Allah will not look at all those a'mal. Allah will dislike all those a'mal. Allah will not approve your prayers, your fasting, your hajj, your sadaqah. First, He will check your parents are happy with you or not. If parents are happy, all other a'mal will be accepted and rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if parents are not happy, and he is becoming a big sheikh or no, abid and worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is praying whole night salat, other side parents are not happy. So all his good actions will be disregarded by Almighty Allah. This is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith, Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an narrated this, Ja'a rajulun ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahabi came in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqal, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahakku nasi bi husni sahabati? Who deserves my best service amongst all the people? He's asking the question with regard to hukuk al-ibad, the rights of the people. Who deserves my service the most amongst all the people? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Ummuk, your mom. She deserves your full attention, full service, full effort, continuous effort, 24/7 is your mom. He repeated, Qala summa man. I understood my mom deserves more service from me. Who is after her? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the reply again, Ummuk, your mom. Then he asked third time, Qala man, summa man. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied again, Qala Ummuk, is your mom. Three times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the word Ummuk, your mom. Then he asked fourth time, summa man. Qala Abuk, is your father. So ulama explained, in this hadith, the sahabi asked three times same questions. And Rasulullah SAW replied same time, three times same way. It means, out of 100%, 75% of your wealth, of your time, of your service, of your attention, is booked and reserved for your mom. 75%. And 25% is for your dad. Look how much of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized. And what is the reason for that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَوَصَّنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, that I am advising, admonishing, encouraging insan, people, to serve their parents, and especially the mom. Why? حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَىٰ وَهْنٍ, because his mom has carried him for 9 months, pain over pain. وَهْن, it pains, right? Just imagine, her body is full of pain, from top to bottom, from head to toe. She is suffering, going through a severe pain. There is no any single organ or any single place of his body left which is not paining.